The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. And we got Captain Chris Nichols here, Ted Hartman, and his grandson, Robert.
Good morning.
Howdy, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on.
I appreciate it. And how old are you, Robert?
I'm 12.
12, okay. Fisherman in training, right?
Sure.
There you go. We got a little bit of rain yesterday. You know, saw a storm coming in.
Got us nice and soaked, didn't it?
Book it to the boat ramp, and finally got to the boat ramp, and by the time I could get the boat on the trailer and get the truck, I was already soaked to the bone, so
yep.
that was kind of fast and furious there. And then, of course, get up there, strap the boat down, you know, we pulled up underneath the bridge, you know, got out of the boat, out of the actual Kingfish Park, and went underneath the Sister Creek Bridge there on the pavement, you know, got the boat strapped down and all that stuff, and sun came out. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm soaked to the bone.
Yeah, at least you didn't have to get all those fish out and in the rain. You did underneath that little bridge there.
Yeah, that makes a pretty good shelter there for doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
How's your boat trailer doing?
Not good. I'm out of business until I can get another trailer or, you know, axles or whatever. So, I'll tell everybody, you know, be sure to check your axles. Be sure to check your brakes. I did get home yesterday, even though, you know, I had to drive extremely slow with the flashers on and hit the bumps at about 1 mile an hour. You know, railroad tracks. You got 5 railroad tracks you got to cross to get.
That's nerve wracking, you know. I'm sure. But you're ready to be done with that day.
Yeah. So anyway, got home kind of late, and then had to clean up the boat and everything. You got to be sure you check your axles and your brakes on your trailer, all that stuff. I had a brake line, you know, the fitting come loose run on the pavement and ground it off. So that's something you don't notice when you're going down the road. You know, I always got my window open, though. I don't care whether it's 99 degrees outside or whether it's 30 degrees. You know, I got that window open so I can hear stuff going on back there. You know, I've just always done that. I mean, I've done that for ever since I've had a boat. I've just always wanted to hear that because I have heard stuff happen like that, you know. Sometimes, you know, you hear the fender hit the tire, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I keep my windows open on my boat, too.
Mm-hmm. On your boat?
Hey, I tell you, it's best when you're flying that way, it keeps you cooled off.
Yeah.
But I like your little irrigation system on yours.
No, the mister?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is.
I got the stuff to build me one for mine, but I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's whenever it's like now. See, when it's really good is July and August. You know, we always talk about the wind in the springtime, how much wind and everything. And then when you get in July and August, there's usually no wind. And that's, you know, of course we've had a May and June like that here lately. You know, where it gets so hot, but at least we have, you know, a breeze now. But usually in July and August, where you don't have no breeze at all, that mister is a lifesaver.
Oh.
You got a freshwater tank?
Yeah.
Good.
Freshwater tank in the console. I have a 12-gallon tank. And you think 12 gallons is not much because each one of those tips spray out a gallon per hour.
Wow.
It's under so much pressure to come out in that fine of mist. But the thing about the smaller tank like that, you don't have to carry a whole bunch of weight. But the other thing is you're not running that mister all the time anyway. I mean, when you're driving, it's not running.
Right.
If the wind is blowing, it doesn't do you any good because you can turn it on and the wind just blows it, you know, right, as soon as it comes out of the tips, it just blows it away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But those are the times you want it whenever you don't have any wind and, you know, and it's steamy hot outside.
And you're about to overheat and just get up in it.
And I'll tell you another thing it does good on is the gnats. It really keeps the gnats off of you, too.
Oh, nice. You know? There's a bonus.
Yeah. There again, got to be no wind. You know? Mm-hmm. See, on my Carolina skiff, I had 8 tips, and I had to carry a big water tank then because I had 8 spray tips. I had 2 on the bow that faced backwards. I had 2 on the console that faced forward, 2 on the console faced back, and then 2 on the transom that faced forward. So when you turn all those on, you're talking about 8 gallons in an hour. You know, so that was a lot. But when I had this boat ordered, I just went ahead and put 2 tips on it and where I can turn it down in front of the console or behind the console. And, you know, I tell you what, it really, really works good. You know, like I say, it's that fine mist where it's not soaking you. It's not like pouring a bottle of water on you. You don't want to pour a bottle of water on you when you're out there and it's 98 degrees and you get a bottle of water out of the cooler, you go into shock if you pour that on you.
Yeah, I saw the Jaguars and the Dolphins. They have those misting stations too.
Yeah.
On their benches on the sidelines where they can go over and cool down.
It's really a pretty neat thing.
My boat, the Polar, it was built for the 2-cycle motor because it has a gas tank on one side in the back, and on the other side it has oil tank. So I guess it mixes the two and dumps that gas into the motor.
Yeah.
However, I don't use that because I've heard a lot of stories that they don't work real well. So I just mix my own as I'm putting the gas in. But that side, I haven't looked to see if there's a tank in there. I'm sure there is, but I might need to do some replumbing, but I can use that tank to put the water in and hook that up to my little misters when I get.
If it's an oil tank, it's probprobably about 2.5 or maybe 3 quarts.
Oh, that big? Yeah, it'd need a bigger tank then, wouldn't it?
I mean, that's normally what they are for, you know, for the oil injection like that.
So your motor didn't start throwing up codes when you went to manual oiling? It didn't start squalling about that? Mine, if I checked with somebody about that to see if when I was having the oil alarm
come on,
I asked them if I could just start manually doing it manually like you're talking about, adding it to the gas, and they said no. It was the computer on my motor, you know. It's like I'm large, I'm in charge, and I'm doing the oiling, and that's it. So I've only got that one option until she wears out.
Yeah, because you can mix it. You just have to disable that sensor, and then you can mix it with the gas yourself. But I didn't realize how small that tank was. If you think it's only about a 3-quart, that's pretty small. That wouldn't last long.
Really, that's it?
How big is your gas tank?
It's pretty big. It's I think it's probably about a 30 or 40 gallon. It's pretty big.
Yeah. So say you, and the way you mix your oil, I mean, it might be 4 quarts, but you know.
Yeah, it's 50-1 on that motor, Yamaha. Yeah, I've been trying to, just ain't had time to get up underneath there, because I'm gonna have to replumb it and all that, and so.
High pressure tubing. You know, tubing's kind of stiff too. You can't really bend it around good. You know, it's kind of stiff. But I wish they made a high pressure a little bit more limber. You know, but
yeah, that's gonna be hard to find.
But the fittings work pretty good in it because normally your fittings just kind of snap in. They lock, and then the way the fittings are, you have to push the pipe in or the tubing in, and then pull the little collar off, you know, back, and usually the tubing will come right out. You know, of course, in salt water depends on how much corrosion you got, but you know, usually those are brass fittings. Those are
they don't do too bad,
you know. But anyway, give us a call 222-8255. We'll go over the weather here when we come back, and we'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Benelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and before we go to the weather, let's see here. We got Captain Chip Wingo on. Morning, Chip.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey. I still miss Wizard of the Waterway.
Yeah. Might have to talk to John Vitas about putting that on again.
That was the Wizard of the Waterway.
Oh, come to think of it, he called me yesterday, and I was in the middle of trying to get that boat on the trailer and everything, and I told him I'd call him back, and of course I didn't. I've run into a problem. My axle split on my trailer. So as you were out of business for a little bit with the motor, I'm out of business now with the trailer.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens. Salt water is not our friend, but it is our friend. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, it was, I don't like breaking in motors. I'm impatient. I just want to go.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's going to make it a whole lot better when you do.
Yeah, I know. I did it exactly the way I was supposed to, so it's ready to go.
Hey, Chip.
It has a whopping 4.5 hours on it.
How long do you got to run that new motor before you change the oil in it?
20 hours.
20 hours, is it? Okay.
Yep. Do 10 hours break in, then 10 hours of regular running without going up full tilt. The last 10 hours of the 20, you still don't push it all the way up. And then after they check for shavings and redo the oil and everything else, then you run it like normal.
Oh, okay.
After in a regular situation, Chip, what's the interval on oil changes?
100.
100 hours?
Yeah, 100 yep. hours. Which is not long when you think about it with us.
A couple times a year. It's funny sometimes when people are like, they kind of question your pricing, and I'm like, well, it's very expensive to run these boats and to charter. And, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, but that's what it
and
is.
And to buy tackle and...
yeah, and insurance, and good insurance at that,
yep.
you know.
And axles.
yeah, axles
loaders.
For your trailer.
yeah, a new axle for your trailer. Well, I did that already this year. It's been new hubs, new tires, new rims, new springs. You know, I mean, you look at that, you're looking, shoot, almost a grand.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, and then, plus the new the roller, the crank, you know, the crank, the bow crank, and then also the folding lift roller for the tongue roller.
Hey, Chip.
You're like, okay, yeah.
Did you see that thing on Facebook recently? It said, every time I get caught up on my bills, my boat finds out.
yeah, right?
That yeah. sounds about right.
that's about 100% correct right yeah. there.
Boat, so, B-O-A-T, yeah. break out another 1,000.
Yep.
I got all my tackle set up, and everything was ready for the start of this year. And broke 3 rods within 3 weeks, you know, and I never break rods. I leave that to Leon, but, you know, I never break rods, but yep, I broke rods. So, you know, I'm like, okay, what's next? You know, so, well, I picked the boat up the other day and, you know, I went and put it, I got to put it in the water to run it and, back into the water and jump on the boat, tie it off. And I'm like, oh, my running lights aren't working. Like, that's weird. And my bilge wasn't working. And my pumps weren't working. I had no power to anything but the motor. And I'm
wow.
What in tarnations is going on here? I was like, this is just crazy. And it turns out, of course, I go over to Matt at Trolling Motor Services Plus. And in 3 minutes, he's like, oh, here's a problem right here. Replace this this breaker switch, and you'll be good to go. And, I mean, I pushed on that thing and clicked it, and it worked fine. But, you know, once he got a hold of it, he's like, yeah, that's the problem. I'm like, go figure. You know, I mean, I love that place. It's, you go over there, and you know you're going to get taken care of.
Oh, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. And, I tell you, Charlie couldn't have sold it to a better guy, really. I mean, we were all worried whenever Charlie was, selling Trolling Motor Services.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Matt has just taken over and run with it like a bull, and he's just, I mean, he is just game on. When he gets something in his hands like that, I mean, he gets it fixed, gets it back out there as soon as he can. It's great.
Yeah, he's definitely, Charlie did us a favor when he picked him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Charlie was awesome. I love Charlie to death.
Yep.
And, you know, he took care of me for years and kept me going, and you know, he passed the torch on to somebody who's definitely deserving of it.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it makes my life a little bit easier. Which, like I posted the other day, I'm just a dumb charter guide. You know? So, I leave the experts to the mechanical stuff.
Well, sometimes yeah. Chip, that's the best way to go. It's a lot more. It's actually good money sometimes because of the fact they do it. They find and diagnose and repair stuff in like probably a quarter of the time it takes us.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at it is, I'm good at finding fish. I let them be good at fishing stuff.
There you go.
because I can break it in a heartbeat. But, you know, the fishing's actually been good down here in the valley, too. You know, when you get out early, the falling tide's been some of the better bites down here. Good reds, flounder, and trout. I've got a husband, a wife, and their young girl, their young little girl today. I'm looking forward to putting her on some fish. I like it when I get kids on the boat.
Yeah.
So, y'all got some rain yesterday, didn't you? Did it mud up anything?
It's been the same. It really hasn't changed it much. The rain was yesterday afternoon, so, you know, it's had plenty of time. We've had a good cycle so far, so
it looks, probably rained. It probably rained, too, when it was the tide was up higher. That's what it did up here.
Yeah.
And so, which, which doesn't, you know how it is when you get a bunch of mud flats and empty creeks, boy, and it rains hard, it really muddies it up.
Yeah, but the nice thing about us is we have such good tides a lot of times, it'll clean it out pretty quick. But
yeah.
You're right. There's nothing worse than getting a midnight low tide rain and showing up in the morning.
Yeah. And then you look at the water and you're like, what in the world happened?
But chocolate milk.
Yeah. But, yeah, when it rains, you know, hard like that, you know, during the higher tide, I mean, I've seen a big difference in that compared to the lower tides. But then again, like you say, since we've got two high tides and two low tides in 25 and a half hours, it really does kind of, you know, change it up pretty good.
So what's chewing down there, Chip? Everything?
Yeah, pretty much everything. I mean, there's some huge ribbon fish down here, which is funny because they're massive. There's we're talking the big 3-footers, you know.
Business opportunity.
Yep, all you could want down towards St. Augustine. We've got everything here right now. I mean, you know, the tarpon are here. You know, you're getting jacks that are rolling through. You're getting your flounder, redfish, trout. Still some black drum around. I mean, Leon had a bull red yesterday, and like, I think he was in like 4 feet of water.
Yeah, I saw that. Boy, that was a monster fish for being up in the shallows.
Yep. And that happens down here a lot with us, you know. When I'm fishing down here, I found it. You know, you'll be fishing an edge, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a bite, and you're like, this one feels like a good one. 15 minutes later, you're like, this is a good one. You know, it starts out to be a big bull. I mean, they're here. You know, it makes sense. I mean, they're all coming in the inlets right now, I think, trying to get away from those sharks. So, you know. But it's the bite's been good down here. I mean, you know, you got to pick your tides and play with it. But you know, it's funny, and I'm still throwing those fish bites like crazy. I got to get you some of those, Vic.
I tell you something. I saw something yesterday that I don't think I remember ever seeing. We were at the mouth of a creek, which was only about 25 feet wide. Excuse me, fishing the first of the outgoing, and this creek. I know it goes way up in there because you can tell how much current comes out, you know, and goes in. But we're sitting there, and there's a huge oyster bed in the middle of the mouth of it. And so you don't have that much room in there, you know, to speak of. But the whole creek itself is like 25 foot wide. And then when it makes a turn, it's like maybe 15 foot wide. And here come a tarpon rolling out of that thing. And I don't think I've seen a tarpon up in a little creek like that before. I mean, I've seen him at the mouth of creeks, you know, hitting the mullet and stuff like that, but I don't think I've ever seen one up in a creek that small.
Yeah, the first one I saw down here this year was on a flat, and I thought it was a porpoise at first.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't, so.
Yeah. Well, anybody like to, you know, get a charter with Captain Chip Wingo, you can call him at 614-4989. That's 614-4989. Sure appreciate the call as always, Chip.
Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.
I hope you have a great day out there.
Yeah, have a good day, Chip.
Show that kid a good time. I know you will.
All right, guys. Take care.
All righty.
See ya.
And give us a call if you like, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Mexico have reached a deal on slowing migration from Central America. President Trump announcing late Friday he had suspended plans to impose new tariffs, tweeting that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to stem the flow of the migrants into the U.S. The plan includes returning asylum seekers to Mexico, increasing enforcement, and providing job opportunities and education and health care. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he plans to speak one-on-one with China's central bank governor about trade. Mnuchin says he plans to hold a routine set of meetings on various issues, then meet privately with Yi Gang, that's the chairman of the People's Bank of China. A military judge refused to dismiss the case against a decorated Navy SEAL charged with killing a wounded Islamic State terrorist group prisoner in Iraq in 2017. Captain Aaron Ruff made the ruling on Friday. This is SRN News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 15th at 12 noon, it's the Great Atlantic Festival 2019 at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Looks like it's going to be a rainy weekend and a rainy week with up to about a 50% chance of showers all weekend long, mostly cloudy skies. Daytime highs around 90, nighttime lows about 75, and that rain will be continuing all week, matter of fact, through about next weekend.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. And it looks like, you know, Captain Jim Suber had mentioned in the Fishing Connection that they're supposed to be working on the Joe Carlucci park pretty soon and hope to have it open by Kingfish time. And I'm telling you, I mean, being that they haven't started on it yet, you know, I'm shocked that they'll have it, you know, at least open. They're not talking about it being finished, but at least having it open. But,
well, we're like 5 or 6 weeks away from the Kingfish tournament.
Yeah, not long. Not
much time.
Yeah.
And let's get Alden on here. Good morning, Alden.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is that your friend? Yes. You have to say it a little bit louder.
Aiden.
Uh-oh. Now say it.
Yeah.
Aiden.
There you go. Yeah. His name's Aiden?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Alden because I didn't see the dot on the eye up there. But, okay. So do you fish a lot, Aiden?
Yeah.
Good. What do you like better, freshwater fishing or saltwater fishing?
Freshwater.
Freshwater. Oh, wow. Hmm.
You go out in those ponds and catch those bass and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has a backyard pond that he'll go in sometimes and catch brim and bass.
Oh, yeah.
You get some good-sized brim out of catfish, too. Good.
Y'all don't ever go stalking them great big honking carp?
Well, it might not be in some ponds, you know, but there's, I used to have a fish pond in my front yard, and I had brim and catfish in it. I never would put a bass in it, but my next door neighbor had put a bass in it for me, which I worked to try to get him out of there because he was eating my brim and catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But they started getting grass in there and stuff, so I bought some koi. You know, out of a pet store, and just put those in there, and it was amazing because I used to feed my catfish floating catfish food, and I had some up there around 16-17 pounds. I mean, big catfish, and but anyway, those carp started getting 5, 6, 7 pounds. I had a couple of them in there around 12 pounds, and we would take and put shredded mozzarella cheese on a hook and put it on a float and throw it out there, and those carp loved it. Huh. And they'd come up there and suck that thing in. And, I mean, the pond was only like 30 by 80, but they'd pull drag all the way to the end of that pond. Them things are so strong.
That's got
to
be fun.
So you ought to try that, Aiden. Put some cheese on a hook out there. See if you can catch a big old catfish out of there.
Yeah, the catfish and the brim, they all loved it. Carp loved it, too. But that's what we used to fish with all the time. We just bite the shredded cheese and... It was shredded. There was a particular brand that was shredded big enough that you could just put it right on the hook, you know, and it just looked like a piece of cheese when you're dangling from the float there.
There's a good story when you get your Zebco 202 dumped by a big monster carp.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fishing a pond that's too big. I should have stuck with the little pond.
You remember when we fished that catfish tournament at Crystal Springs Pond that time when you was...
We went out to the Crystal Springs Pond, and they had a catfish tournament. It was pretty fun.
It was at the Bubba?
Yeah.
The Big Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went out there a couple of times. I didn't fish it, but I went out there, you know, after the show and just talked to all the people out there and everything.
They don't have that anymore, do they?
No.
That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, he caught 12.
Especially for kids.
He caught 12.
What'd you catch them on?
I don't know.
We was using liver then.
Liver?
Chicken liver.
I know the person that won it 1 year and also fished it the following year and caught, I don't know how many catfish, but they were like 6 and 8 pounds. But he was using garlic shrimp that he bought from a restaurant and that was already cooked, you know, and all. Mm-hmm. And he said they just loved it. But it was garlic shrimp. And, he had some big old catfish.
Robert's been after me to take him fishing. Maybe we can get Aiden to go, too.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
How old are you, Aiden?
Good.
That's a how old are you?
Oh, how old? I'm 11.
11? So that's the right age to get really started, fired up on fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started to say, hold up some fingers, but we're on radio.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Ed?
I started when I was 5.
That's about the time I started. My dad got me started when I was about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You know.
That's about a good time to start there.
And we freshwater fished and saltwater fished. And I used to love speckled perch fishing, and then, you know, I fell in love with bass fishing. But those saltwater fish just pull so much harder, I just can't hardly stop doing that.
What's your favorite fish to catch, Aiden?
Probably amberjack. If you ever
amberjack. That's offshore. That's salt water.
Yeah, they've been catching them on the party boat, Aiden. Big amberjack.
Do y'all have a boat to go out there, or you just went out there with other friends or something?
Like, we go, like, rent one. We rent a boat to go out there and catch them. Like, cool. There's these things we can, like, buy to, which people buy to, like, go deep sea.
Uh-huh.
To catch. That's what we normally do.
Yeah, there's a lot of kingfish being caught right now. I know Captain Kirk Waltz has really teared them up there. I mean, he's catching some real nice kingfish. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, they're really catching a bunch of them. So, and nice ones, too. I've been seeing the posts he's making on Facebook. So they must be really, you know.
I've been wanting to get out there. Al Grant, you remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and I are wanting to get out there and do that, and trying to touch base with him on it. I think I can go offshore a little way with my boat. I wouldn't go too far.
Yeah.
But trolling out there for some kings would be perfect.
You're talking not very far off the beach. That yeah.
Does Kirk stand on the beach?
I don't actually know where he's catching them at. Mm. I haven't asked him because, you know.
I'd like to put Robert onto a kingfish.
Mm. Yeah, well, they're doing good out there right now.
That's yeah, cool. Aiden, you need to get on a kingfish. They pull real hard.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Aiden.
Okay.
You have a good time.
All right. Keep us tuned in.
Go fishing, Aiden.
Yeah, right now. Go in your backyard.
And tell your mom and dad thanks for letting you call in to us, okay?
All right.
All righty.
Go catch a bunch.
Take care and keep on fishing now.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I tell you, that's getting that age right there is a good time to get started on. So let's see here. We got low pressure over the Tennessee Valley will move slowly southward across southeastern states this weekend and early next week. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will periodically impact coastal waters to at least midweek. And so they're saying... today, south winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet, dominant period 8 seconds, inland waters are like chop, a chance of showers in the morning, which I've seen some scattered stuff on the radar here, and showers likely in the afternoon. Tomorrow, south winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds, inland waters moderate chop, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms also tomorrow. Monday, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms. Tuesday, showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms. So looking at that, we're still going to have some south winds, which is a real warm wind comparatively. If you can get it into the southeast and, you know, get that sea breeze going, that kind of cools it down a lot. But I see even Monday night, there it's going to turn southwest a little bit and then back to the south on Tuesday. But that's a pretty warm wind when it's blowing from the south like that. So that's been keeping those temperatures up. But the cloudy days, like yesterday, was pretty cloudy, and the day before. I mean, the sun did, you know, peek out for a while there at times, but with the cloudy days like that, it sure made it a lot more bearable out there.
It did.
It makes top water better, too.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to do that. I hadn't had anybody want to do that. And, of course, it's going to be a little bit before I can get back out there, so... Got to get concentrated on getting back in business, so I have to, you know, get my trailer going here. And I called Chuck Deitz down there, First Coast Trailers in St. Augustine. He's the man, so with the trailer. So
how long are you gonna be without a boat there?
I don't know yet. As soon as I can get the paperwork, he's gonna send me, and then I'll find out like when it'll. Instead of repairing the axles on this thing, this Magic Tilt trailer. I would not recommend to anybody. I hate this trailer. I've had it for 3.5 years. And I have, after I had it about 6 or 8 months, I started hating it. and I've hated it ever since. But the Loadmaster trailer is what Chuck got me before. Wonderful trailers, and I'm looking at that again. We'll be back.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. But there's some things you can do as far as custom a trailer, but it depends on if you find somebody that's willing to do that too, you know.
Yeah, trailer bottom line is
actually do it yourself, you know, which would probably be, if somebody wouldn't do it, you could do it yourself because of the way it bolts on. Now there again, he's got leaf springs, right?
No, it's torsen.
Oh, see, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have all that distance.
Yeah,
I told him. And everything for leaf springs.
Yeah, I told him, whatever you get, make sure it's torsen. Don't go with leaf springs.
Yeah, I'll never have another trailer with leaf springs, you know. Well, I was talking about that Loadmaster I had with torsion bars from Chuck Dykes down at First Coast Trailers. And with doing that, it's like, I don't know how to put it, but the leaf springs, you know, rust, you know. If you coat them with stuff, then you know, you dunk it in water, you see that that kind of film comes off of them. That's not good, especially if you see Marine Patrol sees you doing that, you know. But I know a lot of people coat them with different things. But see, torsion bars, you don't ever have to worry about them rusting, you know. And that's the thing. When I bought that trailer that I had, it's still underneath that same Caroline skiff.
Yeah.
And, I mean.
It had the torsion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I haven't had leaf springs in over 20 years.
It's a good soft ride too.
You know, I was thinking you were just talking about how you can just upgrade the weight of your
axle.
Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, my son and I are going to redo that tandem axle I got. Well, I don't really need a tandem axle if I can upgrade the weight of it, and I can just put one axle to save some money.
Well, depending on your weight of your boat.
Well, it's designed for the single axle.
Oh, it is?
It's a 19 foot.
Yeah.
But even like y'all were saying, I think your Eric has a 19 foot too, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you fill it with gas and your tackle, and you just pushed it over that 3,500 pound limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's easy to do.
If I get a 5,000 or something pound, capacity axle for this tandem trailer and just take one of the axles off, then I could save a little bit of money. Won't have to put brakes on it because it's not a tandem axle.
Well, it's not just tandem axle. If it's over 5,000 pounds, you got to have brakes.
On every axle.
In the state of Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. On each axle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you got to go to that limit then.
Yeah. So if it's not 5,000 pounds, then, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's doable.
Yeah. But that's including the trailer weight. Okay. But, you know.
And what was the deal there? They have to put them on, I believe. And if you don't want them on there, I think you can take them off, but you got to sign a waiver or something like that. Well, if you don't want the brakes on there.
Yeah. Okay. You would probably sign a waiver too if you have a company take them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son and I are going to do it ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not going to say what you do with that.
Mm-hmm. But it's I think it'll save some money just to up the axle weight a little bit, what it can carry.
The main thing is where it bolts to the trailer. It's center of bolt to center of bolt. That's what you have to go by. And then you can look at the different weights of the axles. But you got to go from center of bolt to center of bolt.
Gotcha.
And that gives you your width, you know, of the axle or the length of your axle, you know.
Mm-hmm. What I like about this tandem trailer is that I can put this 19-foot boat on there and have plenty of tongue on there to put weld some extra steps for me to get up on.
There you go. Yeah.
Whereas the one I have now is too short. I couldn't get that many steps on there.
Mm-hmm. Plus, the longer your tongue, the less you have to
get down the
water. Get your truck tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are drum brakes generally. Well, Vic, you got discs, but,
yeah, but drums. I don't ever get my truck in the water.
Yeah, trailer's long
spray,
enough.
I spray my bunks with Armor All so that the boat slides off easier.
I finally remembered to get some of that.
Did you?
You've been telling me about it the other day. Yeah. No, just bought a spray bottle to try it out because it's a little boat that gives me a fit trying to get it off the bunks into the water.
Yeah, if you spray the bunks with Armor All and let the sun dry it, you know, you don't want to spray it and then put the boat right back on it or dunk it down in the water and put the boat back. But let the sun dry it for, you know, an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and our sun that we have here lately, it ain't going to take it long to get it good and dry, you know.
Yeah, I saw it on the shelf at Publix, and I grabbed it. I was like, dang, Vic's been telling me about getting this, so it.
When you back down, be sure you got your winch strap on the boat.
chain, the safety
chain. Because if you go down there and bump the brakes, it's going to come off.
Yeah.
Mine was doing that at first, and then it stopped doing it. So I need to do something to that. I put those little plastic, what are they called? They go over the top of the wood.
The strips.
Yeah. The strips.
Those white strips.
And it slid
right off of that thing.
Yeah.
But it stopped doing it now.
Well, and actually I think what happens is it kind of gets roughed up and stuff like that. But that Armor All on the carpet, it and just, you know, I keep bottles in my truck. And what I'll do is, you know, just spray it. And I do it about once every maybe month and a half, 2 months, something like that. Just, you know, when I see that it's starting to not come off the trailer good, you know, then I'll spray it again. And, you know, and just, like I say, let it dry and then put your boat back on it. But you also don't want to step on the bunks. You know, like some people step on the bunk to hook their winch strap.
You'd be in the water.
Yeah, you don't want to do
slippery
that.
Slippery is slippery, right? Anybody,
you'll come off of it, too. But, yeah, and then when you drive it up on the trailer, be careful the first time or two that you do that, because usually, you know, we kind of give it the gas to get up to that front roller. Well, with armor all on it, you don't want to give it too much gas.
No, you don't want to be up in the tailgate.
Yeah, exactly.
That would not be good.
But let me tell you, that's the best thing in the world. Leave your winch strap fastened to the boat. Give yourself about 2 feet or whatever slack on your winch, and keep your brake on your winch, you know. And then you back down there. When you get your boat about where you want it in the water, just, you know, hit the brakes and break that little when a boat sits on those bunks, especially if it sits on there a month or two or even a couple of weeks, mine even a few days, you know, if I don't fish a few days. Now with the armor all, if it's, you know, pretty good stretch of armor all on there, then I don't have to worry about that too much. But like before I started using that, and you try to just back it down there and crank your boat, just try to back it off. That boat has sat on those bunks, you know, for days or weeks or whatever, and it's stuck there. It's actually stuck, because what's happened is that salt water has dried, and it's dried that fiberglass to the bunks. Now, I know that might sound ridiculous,
but
you take that salt like that and that salt water, I mean, it's going to hold it there, you know, so spraying that armor all keeps that salt water from sticking to the bunks, for one thing. So when you pull that boat up there, even though it's got salt water on it, it keeps it from sticking to the bunks.
I bet over time that plays havoc on your gel coating.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't keep that, because it's like that salt will crystallize when that water dries and evaporates out of there and leaves that salt film.
Yeah.
You actually got to break that loose to get it to come off the trailer. You're right. I never thought about that. That's good.
And if you really don't think there's too much salt on the boat, now usually if you scrape it down the back where it's been splashing, it kind of washes it off somewhat. But take, for instance, after you fish, just take your fingertips and rub it like from the bow down just a couple of feet and look at your fingertips, and it is just loaded with salt.
Crusted.
You know, I mean, it's really, it really, you know, we have some pretty salty water. And since we haven't had a whole lot of rain, our water salinity is real salty. And I was talking to Captain David Borries yesterday morning at Browns Creek Fish Camp while we were getting our bait. And he was talking about how he's tested it, and it's as salty up the river as it is at the ocean.
And, how far up the river is he talking about?
He didn't say. I didn't ask him, but he didn't say. But, I mean, you know, it's got to be.
It's going to be, I bet, out to Shands Bridge.
You know,
I bet it'll be a little salt salty there.
Yeah, there's probably salt up there.
That means the croaker will be there on that little shell bottom out there.
Yeah, but they're probably small still, because you haven't had a really good shrimp run yet.
No.
Taylor, I see you're on there. Sorry, I heard the music coming on. I'll get you on as soon as we come back. We'll be right back.